Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
We are so into Phil Taran's head right now with Mary Kay and his relationship with Mary Kay that I was just telling these guys how we're so into your head about this relationship with you and Mary Kay.
You don't say.
That he's like reenacting arguments with random women just to prove to himself that he wasn't wrong with the last fight that he was in with Mary Kay. This has started up again because I'm sure if you're listening this late, you don't listen like at 6:15 in the morning, but Phil has been dating Mary Kay now for about 4 months, and they're all exchanging the L word, and it comes out of his mouth very easily. In fact, go ahead and tell her right now that you love her.
I do.
And they went to Vegas together, took their big trip, you know, right. Together.
That was our first Idiot's Guide.
Yeah, it was.
Idiot's Guide to Traveling
and I'll tell you
with
this,
Your Girlfriend.
You'd be surprised how many of the Idiot's Guides to Traveling with Your Girlfriend are first time traveling in a relationship, how many I used.
Yeah.
You would be surprised. I literally made a list of them before I left, and I took about 4 or 5 of those to heart the entire time.
Well, before we get too much off the subject here, they have kind of like this tumultuous relationship almost. Like, they just are arguing all the time, and they're fighting all the time. Usually it's alcohol and dudes.
Yeah, it's not as bad. It's not as bad as we make it out to seem.
This is what? Mary Kay talking now, speaking through
yeah,
Phil.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right. No, it's not as bad as we make it out to be. Our problem is we'll go out and we'll start drinking, and the next thing you know, we are arguing about the most stupid subjects.
But they're pretty vicious, though. They can be, harsh words are said in those fights.
Yes, and specifically, there was one fight where harsh words were spoken that I...
Look at you tiptoeing now. You know she's listening.
No, I don't know
if
she's
listening. Is this a different film than we heard the other day?
No. I'll admit to you.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. She didn't even hear any of this. She hasn't heard any of the breaks we've done about this.
Then her friends told her.
Something.
She's joining the rest of the significant others by not listening.
she's listening.
And we like it that way.
I just want to understand, I'm happy. I'm having a great time with Mary Kay. And yes, we do argue. And yes, there have been arguments where words were said that probably shouldn't have been said.
So we get into this debate the other day. And Jen Hobby's of the camp that it's great. I mean, when you start off this relationship and you love each other so much and you're so passionate that those fights...
I'm not.
This is your, am I putting words in your mouth? I mean,
no,
it's accurate.
But you're being dramatic about it. Like,
you're mocking me.
Go ahead, state your case.
My case is that in the early stages of a relationship, you're passionate, you're head over heels, so your fights are going to be passionate and over the top. You do have to be careful about what words you use during those arguments, but I think it's fine. I think there's so many trust issues and insecurities at the beginning of a relationship that you guys are fine. You're passionate, so you're passionately fighting, and I think that you're going to marry her.
I'm in a different camp
what,
on
hold
it.
Hold on, what?
Wow. Yeah,
what
was the last? The she said that yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to marry her.
Did she say that on the air?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How long do you think the marriage will last?
Oh, come on.
Forever. Oh, anyway, so Bert, your time? Your turn? Your
oh,
time.
Yeah.
Your time?
My take on the whole thing
is... You have 90 seconds for rebuttal. Mr. Weiss, go ahead.
My take is that, look, the first couple of months of your relationship is the courting period. It never gets any better than the first 6 months. Yes, you're passionate about each other. You can't wait to see each other. But you're also on your best behavior. So if you're fighting like cats and dogs in the first 4 months of the relationship, big time red flag that this thing is not going to work. And unlike Jen, who thinks that they're going to be married happily forever for the rest of their lives, I have now given the relationship, I think we're down to 56 days and counting.
Well, now you're going up. Yesterday you said 55.
Yeah. The longer I talk to you each and every conversation, that number changes and it goes down. Like it started at 60 yesterday, and by the end of the conversation, I think it was at 50.
I think by the time we get back from vacation, it'll be down to 12 days.
So, well, I just want to know, because like Jen is so certain they're going to get married. I mean... There's also, like, if you sat down and thought, I mean, you're Phil Taran from the radio, you know, you're, you know, Wild Bills, you're at Vision, you know, you can be mounting as often
as
you want.
What are you nodding your head no back and forth about, Jen?
I'm just saying that's such a frivolous reason for you to want to break them up.
I don't want to break them up. I'm just saying that, like, you're in this relationship that has so much tension and so much anger, and there are so many people that you can just tag it and forget about it. And so... Like, are you going to tap into that before you get married, or?
I've never subscribed to that theory. I've never played the radio card. I've never
dated. I mean, up until this point, you really didn't have an opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, not a ton of hot chicks up in Rome there, right. Philly. Right.
No, it's never been, I've never really thought about it. I've always, in my world, I'd rather be in a relationship than be single, and I'm
even
happy
if you're
right
getting
now.
Hit?
I'm not getting hit.
Jeff, you're the same way. If you were, you know, if you weren't married, there's no Jessica and you're still single, you're not going to act like that either. You're not that kind of a guy.
If there was no Jessica and we're at this station with this city, I might need a hip replacement at this point.
Right.
I'll tell you this, nothing makes me more disgusted. Right. I was in, I think it was Vision or 1150 or somewhere. I was in the bathroom just hearing these guys bragging about it. I'm going to take this girl home and I'm going to do her tonight. She's so easy. I'm
probably
going
to
get in the parking lot. And that's never been like, I hear that and I just kind of.
Did you have to interrupt him to borrow a tampon?
What are you talking about? You'd be the exact same way. The exact
yes,
same
well,
way. If you were
like,
not with Jessica, you
I
know
would,
it.
I would buy it if it was coming from Bert.
I would guess from Bert.
Right. Okay, Bert, would you like to sell it then?
I mean, because Bert was a player back in the day, and I bet he was a jerk.
I was definitely. I've told you guys that. I was a total ass because, I mean, I was working on the same kind of station in Washington, D.C. I was in my early 20s, and I was really enjoying just like, doing stupid things with women that I had no intention of being with for the rest of my life. And that was, I loved it. I'm bummed that, because I had such a great time in that part of my life, that I see you having that opportunity, and I guess I'm putting my thing on to you. Like, you're just, that's cool that you're not that kind of guy.
You want to be the Obi-Wan to Luke.
Yeah, but that's not your makeup.
But that's not even the reason we're having the conversation, because that's not the reason we think, you know, we're debating their relationship. Is his job is the arguments they're having.
And they're not as bad as that y'all make them out. And we have gotten in some pretty heated arguments, but they're not like,
you guys are dropping
the
F-bomb and stuff, man.
That was the one
that's
argument.
That's harsh and done pretty early.
Yeah, it shouldn't have.
How often have you called the cops? Or her. How often has a patrol car been in front of your house with the lights on?
That's never a good sign.
Good morning, Lisa. You're on all the hits.
Don't take him. I love him.
Twice.
I just want to let Phil know that the arguments that he's explaining that he's having with his girlfriend are totally normal in some relationships. I have a couple friends of mine. They love each other. They're totally happy. But without that kind of drama, they wouldn't be together.
Oh, that's kind of like Crash and Lady Crash.
Yeah,
right?
They need that. Yeah. I think he even says that. Like, they need that in their relationship. Like, if things, I think Crash has come in here and said, when things get to a mellow point and they're both pretty content, he'll do something to stir it up.
They get nervous.
Right.
Like throw his wedding band in the tip jar of a strip club in Fort Lauderdale.
And that's no lie.
Yep.
He's in here today without
he really threw his wedding ring in the tip jar.
Good morning, Michelle. You're on all the hits Q100.
We got to talk about that sometime. Good morning.
That's a funny sentence to say out loud.
I think you guys are being a little hard on the ups and downs of the relationship.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, you can't throw it away just that easily. It's going to be hard times.
No way. This is a sure indicator that it's not going to be. I mean, they're fighting this early in the relationship.
But if you're having a conversation on the radio about it, that means you're more concerned about losing it than you are about keeping it.
If we're having a conversation about it on the radio,
the guy is talking about it. If you're talking about it, that means you have a concern with it. So you're probably going to want to work to fix it than you will to throw it out.
Well, yeah, you have a concern about it because, I mean, you obviously brought in the audio that you brought in today.
And oh, right.
I mean, Phil comes in every day and says, can we please talk about my relationship? I'm so torn about it.
Right. He begs us to break them up.
Right.
Well, I want to hear more about these fake fights. Like, you actually are reenacting
fights?
Yeah,
what is that?
I didn't know about that. What?
So I grabbed my microphone the other night, went to a local bar, and went to a table that approached a girl who looks a lot like Mary Kay. And I explained the situation to her, and I said...
Oh, you did not just throw that in there. That was a detail of a story you did not need to throw in.
Well, why?
It's okay for us.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Bad for you later on.
I don't understand the problem with that, though. It makes sense coming up in the bit.
Whatever. We'll recreate that argument later.
Okay. I don't understand what the problem with that is.
Not nearly as beautiful as Mary Kay.
She looked like her. Great, and Mary Kay's awesome, and I love her more than I don't even know this girl's name.
Was the girl at the bar hot?
If she looked, well, she was attractive, yes. But she looked like Mary Kay. She had blonde hair.
So Mary Kay's only attractive, not hot?
She is. Oh, Jesus.
I'm just asking because you brought it up, so I just want to...
This bit was such a good idea a week ago. It really, really was. That's why I was laughing out loud when I was explaining it to people.
I think Mary Kay's hot.
Now, I do, too. I think she's gorgeous, and I love her. I love Mary Kay, and I do, and I think she's gorgeous, and I think she's hot.
So you approach this girl in a bar.
who bears no resemblance to Mary Kay whatsoever. Matter of fact, I went and talked to a man. No, and I walked to this girl, and I explained to her. I said, look, I need some help because I've been getting in these stupid arguments with my girlfriend, and here's what I want to do. I want to take the situation and turn it around. I want to explain to you what happened and how I approached this situation, and I want to know if I reacted the wrong way, if I was too soft, if I let her walk all over me. I want to get another girl's, because I appreciate y'all's advice, except for Bert and Jeff's and Melissa's. So, Jim, I appreciate your advice.
She says we'll tell them the truth, and Jen will, you know, sugarcoat it.
And so, and I do, but I'm tired of bringing my problems to y'all. So I took my problems out there and I told the girl, I was like, look, and you'll hear this in the setup. Here's what happened. Here's how I reacted. Was I right or was I wrong? And I just wanted to get her reaction to see if Mary Kay acted, you know, if I was right about this situation.
So this is you talking to her as though she's Mary Kay?
Correct.
Okay.
And there's also the setup in here. Explain
this
to the girl.
So dangerous. Mary Kay listening.
Play it.
Here's a situation. You look exactly like my girlfriend. And the reason I want to talk to you.
You might have lost her there.
Well, if she was listening, she's not going to hear the rest of it. So you're okay.
All right, here we go.
Here's a situation. You look exactly like my girlfriend. And the reason I want to talk to you is because me and my girlfriend got in this asinine argument over the weekend, and you look a lot like her. So I would like to pretty much explain my side of the situation and kind of give you like the scenario of what happened and then take it from your point of view, like how you would react. I'll give you my reaction and then I'll see how you react. Do you mind?
No, it's okay.
No, okay. Okay. Right. Here's the situation. Pretty much, we're at a bar and you are talking to a couple of guys and I approached you on this, okay? Seriously, what the f*** is your problem? What the f*** is going on?
Are you serious?
What kind of question is that? Of course I'm f***ing serious. I take you out to the bar, we're partying, having a good time. I look up and you're over here talking to a couple of f***ing guys. Who the f*** are these guys? And by this point, her eyes are so big right now, she has no clue how to react to me.
So she's supposed to be playing the part of Mary Kay.
Oh, sure.
All right.
I think I'd be very mad. Very pissed off.
Now you know how I feel. Of course I'm f***ing pissed off. You know what? Okay, great. You know what? Great. You know what? What are you doing? If you ask me from across the bar, it looks like you're sitting there undressing them. Are you having sex? And you're f***ing them into their eyes, aren't you? You
Excuse
are sitting
me.
There. You are sitting there f***ing them with your eyes, aren't
oh
you?
My God.
Okay, good. So you got nothing. So you're going to say nothing now. You were talking up pretty damn well, these two assholes over here, and you come over and I try to approach you, and you'd be all f***ing quiet about it. What do you got to say?
I don't.
Okay, well, that's what I thought. You know what? Really good. Really good of you. You look like a over there.
Oh.
Holy sh.
No.
Mother. So, how do you think I reacted?
Insane.
You don't think I was being too nice about it? Cool. Well, that's what I was checking. I appreciate your help.
Now, did you get the response you thought you'd get there?
That's pretty much the same response Mary Kay gave me, so I guess I was right.
Is that any kind of, like, indicator at all of the fights that you guys really get into?
I swear to God, I've never cussed like that at Mary Kay. I've never, ever cussed like that. I swear to you, on the tattooed cross on my ankle, I've never cursed it at Mary Kay.
He's not kidding about that. Have you not seen this?
Yeah, I've seen it.
You've seen that?
The tattooed cross of my ankle.
Hey, is that tattooed?
And a 12, bottle on my back.
And the 12-bag of Natty Light in my fridge.
And the black eye on Bert's face.
Is that tattoo a gift from your ex-girlfriend?
No. It was a birthday present.
From
it was a birthday present to myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't an ex-girlfriend get you a tattoo?
We had talked about it, but we never did.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Omar.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Oh, well, I was just calling to support Phil and let him know that, you know, arguing's okay. Just a quick story. About a year ago, my wife was on the air with y'all, and we've been engaged for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody on there except for Jeff was telling her that it wasn't going to work out because we've been engaged for too long. And the reason we were engaged for so long is because we were arguing so much. But now we're happily married and have a kid on the way because we got all that stuff behind us. So I just want to let Phil know that, you know, arguing is okay.
The thing I hear is the only one that you should listen to on the show regarding your relationship is Jeff.
Is Jeff.
Okay, well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Good now, Omar, are you, I'm certain the kid is yours. It's on the way.
if it looks like you, I'll be in trouble.
No, but we have never actually argued like that. I just want to get this girl's opinion if I just cursed at her for 5 minutes straight. Pretty much that's about how it happened. Just
55 days and counting.
Just a bit of advice. Nobody is ever looks like your girlfriend unless she's in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue or a Victoria's Secret catalog. Okay.
Information that would have been good about 8.5 minutes ago.
Hey, I met this girl at Vision. She looks just like you, and she was so cool.
No,
love you.
Not so much.
Wrong thing to say.
We're shit, guys.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.